I'm really pleased to have with me the author of Shades of the Past, Some Colourful Western Australian Convicts by Ron Forsyth, who in his authorial mode is known as R.K. Forsyth, welcome. Ron, congratulations on the book. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you, Michael. Yes, appreciate your interest.
Well, everyone loves convicts. Ron, how did you get into convicts? I know the answer, but tell our listeners.
My great-great-grandfather was a convict sent to Western Australia in the 1850s. He was on his third charge for burglary. Came to Western Australia. I think the initial shock of hearing a convict in the family was quite considerable, but with research I've learnt to appreciate what he achieved in difficult circumstances.
Have you sort of quietly admired him once you've discovered who he was and what he did?
Yeah, I think a certain admiration for someone to survive the prison hulks and the trip to Western Australia and the prejudice against convicts. And I think he was quite a clever man in that he learnt that the secret to success was humility.
Humility?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Not to be a humble man and not to outstay your station in life was appreciated by the free settlers, I think.
I remember there was a line in Fiddler of the Roof where the Jews way out in the back blocks had a lovely song or a saying that went, you know, long live the Tsar and may he stay long way from us or something like that. I imagine a bit like that when you're a convict.
Yes.
Does this ancestor of yours, A, have a name, and does he appear in this book?
Yes, he has a chapter, John Henderson. Well, I think I talk about him in my introduction. He's sort of the inspiration for the book and for my journey into looking at other interesting characters.
Now, the Shipping News has carried your work before, and I think including in respect of him, but you've got how many colourful ex-convicts, former convicts, convicts?
There's 22 chapters, and it probably involves about 28 stories about 28 convicts, yeah, roughly.
And how did you choose them? You must have had to whittle them down.
Yeah, I think I my initial contact was the Fremantle database, and they give a good history of a convict. And then I went to the Bicentennial Dictionary of Australians, and often they featured in there. And if they looked interesting, I pursued them on Trove. And if they were famous or infamous, they often appeared in the local papers. So.
Now, people are going to want to get this and read it, so we won't tell them everything about everybody. But do you, apart from your ancestor, John Henderson, have one or two favourites for whatever reason?
Favourites, good question. I think William Graham was a very interesting character. In fact, he was remembered in song in England, and they were singing ballads about him up until the 1960s. And
what did he do to inspire that?
He was a poacher in England, and they wrote ballads about him. And I think he was convicted of murder and sent to Western Australia. Had quite a history of escaping from custody and very interesting character.
Looks like another version of Moondyne Joe.
Well, I think he probably could have taught Moondyne Joe a few things.
I'm always interested, Ron, about how long a work like this is in the gestation period. You've no doubt been writing and thinking, and I know you have for many years, but when you seriously got to work on this book to when you got it published recently, what sort of period?
Probably 3 years. I sat on them, and I was encouraged to self-publish, so that was quite a procedure.
The most important thing when you've written a book is to be able to share it with people, and that's what we're doing now. People who would like to buy this, can they only buy it in hard copy form? Can they get it in soft form? How do they get hold of it?
It's not available in soft copy, but most of the Fremantle stores stock it.
So if you hop into, you tell us the places where they should go.
Well, New Editions, Map and Chart Shop, the Fremantle Prison Gift Store, the Fremantle Art Centre, they're all stocking it.
Well, congratulations. I'm going to look forward to reading it, and I know a lot of other people, not just around Fremantle, but around the state, possibly around the world. Lots of people listen to the Shipping News, Ron.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Good luck with it all.